purse?
Alright, and on her wrist, a woman might wear a
bracelet.
And if you you gave your wife a bracelet and she said, "Why, my, that's beautiful," you say, "Go ahead.
Try it on.
Or
wear it."
Like, try it on. It's another word besides try. Not try it on, but
put it on.
And you might open this up when you go outside in the rain.
An umbrella.
And something you might put over, you might have over your sheets and blankets. Something that goes over everything on the bed.
Spread.
And a washable, thick.
A sheet?
No, this is something that that goes over the. This is like a blanket, except it's thicker.
Comforter.
A bed on the floor. Someone makes up a bed right on the floor.
That's a good question.
Okay. That's all right, we'll let that go. If something goes completely across, you know, you say, "Oh, that goes not partway across, but that goes what across? It goes
all the way."
A name for good soil. Best kind of soil.
Fertile?
Yes, but it's
rich?
Dark, you know.
Black?
Black what? How'd you say that?
Black soil. If you're down in Indiana, you wouldn't say black soil, it's yellow, and down in Alabama, it's red.
Yeah. How about low-lying grassland? An uncultivated field, you know.
A meadow? Mm-hmm.
And now, a low-lying area that collects water?
The swamp.
And along a lake, it reeds? You know, bulrush and stuff like that. A lot of ducks. Kind of an area you find ducks.
Yeah. Marsh.
Would you know a name for one along the sea? Similar thing? You wouldn't make any distinction between one along the sea and one along a lake.
I don't think I would know.
Okay. How about a small freshwater stream?
A creek?
Larger than that? Or smaller?
River?
What rivers are there, or streams, around this area that you're familiar with?
Well, there's Des Plaines River, Fox River.